You got to know sometimes you just got to worship him because of who he is. Just because of who he is. If you is, you are. Remember that, brothers and sisters. I like to worship him because of who he is. And because of who he are. When you think about it, what an awesome God we have. He give us rain when he know we need rain. He give us sunshine because he know we need sunshine. I look at the little simple thing as the animals. God know what they need. And he give them to them. So if for no other reason, worship him for that. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called out of the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're so happy to have each and every one of you all. Again, I'm going to reiterate from yesterday how much I appreciate what Pastor Bill did on last week. She did such an awesome job. I was able to listen to a couple of those messages, not all of them, but I thank her for filling in and the job she did. Also, we're going to ask her if she'll give us a word of prayer. And I don't know if the evangelist Renee is going to be available to give us a scripture today. But after Pastor pray, we're going to ask evangelist Renee to give us a sandwich.
Amen. Good afternoon. And welcome back, Pastor. And thank you for your encouragement. Also, and thank you for that song as well. Amen. The scripture I'd like to share is coming from Matthew 10. Then said Jesus unto him, "Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve." Amen. Heavenly Father, as we come before you today, we want to give you thanks for another day, Father God. Once again, we're thanking you for our pastor and keeping him on his vacation on last week, Father God. We just ask that you continue to bless the entire Beasley family, Father God, as we continue to keep them lifted up in prayer, Father God. Lord, we ask that you be with the listeners and those that participate, Father God, those that are listening by internet. We give you praise, Father God, for each and every one. We bind up anything and everything that may try to come up against us or hinder us from receiving this word today, Father God. Be with all those that are sick and shut in, Father God. Be with those who've asked us to keep them in prayer. And be with those who are bereaved. Lord, we just thanking you for another day. Thanking you for your word. And help us to receive this word, Father God. In the name of Christ Jesus, we do pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Let's see. Okay, she's back, hopefully. Evangelist Renee.
Good morning, everyone.
Yep.
Good morning.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it.
Amen.
Amen.
The first piece of bread will be Philippians, first chapter, verses 4 and 5. Always in every prayer of mine for you all, making requests with joy for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now. That was my morning prayer that they sent me. Okay. Let's find you. Oh, no. I did not. Oh, no. Okay, we're going to put in the sandwich. No. Other piece of bread will be, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. Amen. Amen. What's that from? Oh, inside our sandwich, we're going to put our scripture we stand on. By his stripes we are healed. We are more than conquerors. And I'm going to put in, what is ISA? Is that Isaiah?
Yes.
Okay. 1:6, no. Isaiah 43:2. I think that's what this is. I'm sure y'all can tell me. If it pull up. That's it. There we go. Okay. When you go through deep waters, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown.
Mm.
When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burnt up. The flames will not consume you. Amen.
Amen.
We put that as a bonus in the sandwich.
All right.
We're going to make an OB today. We're going to put Ephesians 2:10 in there. And it says, for we are God's, I love this one. Oh, I love this. For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much, Evangelist Renee, and thank you so much, Pastor, for that prayer. We're truly happy to hear you back, Pastor.
Amen.
I know yesterday you had graduation, some things. I announced it. But happy ever. And we're going to get in the Word of God. We're still talking about developing the godly thinking. And in order to do that, brothers and sisters, here's a scripture. And we went over some scriptures yesterday. We talked about the book of Revelation. But there's a scripture I'm going to share from the book of Philippians. I want to say it's the 20th verse. I'm going to ask Pastor to read that from the Messenger Bible. That's Philippians 3:20. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. Philippians 3:20 from the Message Bible. But there's far more to life for us. We're citizens of high heaven. We're waiting for the arrival of the Savior, the Master Jesus Christ, who will transform our earthly bodies into glorious bodies like his own. Amen.
Amen. So if you're going to... develop that godly thinking, your conversation has to be in a godly place, which happens to be in heaven.
Yeah.
Now, I know we probably don't get a lot of this teaching, but I want you to know your citizenship is in heaven.
Amen.
Look where your citizenship is at. You may think you're on earth, but the Bible says seek those things above where Christ sits. That's if you've been risen now. if you've been risen, you seek those things above where Christ is risen. Listen to your heart. The Bible says, for our citizenship is in heaven.
Yeah.
So when I read this 20th verse, for our conversation, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you don't mind, let me back up for just a minute or two and tell you how important it is for us to continue, because there's a lot of people going to you. The writer, which is Paul, he starts out by letting us know. He says, beware. Let me tell you, finally, my brother, to write the same things to you, to me indeed is not grief, but for you it is faith. Beware of dogs. Beware of evil workers. Beware of the and for we are the circumcision, which worship God in the spirit and rejoice in Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. Woo! Okay. Have no confidence in the flesh. Stop putting your trust in flesh. That's all of flesh. I don't care what it is. Building, systems, flesh. I'm going to let Pastor, that's Philippians 1 through 4, I think is where I read. Through 3, that's what I think I read. Let's see. Yeah. I'm going to let you know, kind, Pastor. You know, the Spirit telling me to stay right here, and I think that's what I'm going to do. I wanted to jump over here and tell y'all, get back to what we said yesterday, but I'm just being led to stay right here, because if you're going to develop, your conversation needs to be in heaven, not on earth.
Mm-hmm. Amen. So you say Philippians 1 and 1 through 3, Pastor?
No, Philippians 3.
Okay.
Not 1. Philippians 3, 1 through 4.
1 through 4. Okay, Pastor, thank you.
Thank you.
It's in the Message Bible. And that's about it, friends. Be glad in God.
I don't mind repeating what I have written in earlier letters, and I hope you don't mind hearing it again. Better safe than sorry. So here goes. Steer clear of the barking dogs, those religious busybodies. All bark and no bite. All they're interested in is appearance. Nice, happy circumcisioners, I call them. The real believers are the ones the Spirit of God leads to work away at this ministry, filling the air with Christ's praise as we do. Filling the air with Christ's praise as we do it. We couldn't carry this off by our own efforts, and we know it. Even though we can list what many might think are impressive credentials. Amen.
Paul was telling the church to rejoice. He was telling true Christians to rejoice. So he says, finally, my brethren. Because see, when you go back to the second chapter, he's talking about the world's honor. Those who are in intelligence, those that got big church buildings, those that are beautiful, those that are rich and powerful, and what kind of people should the church honor? Paul indicated that we should honor those who gives their lives for the sake of Christ. Woo, that is just so awesome. So he's bringing this to a conclusion here. He says, these are the people we ought to be really honoring, going where we cannot go, ourselves, doing stuff that we can't do. We got missionaries over in foreign countries that don't mind teaching the word of God. They suiting up right now, say, hey, give me some extra Bibles, and I'll go to Iraq. I'll go to Ukraine. These are people we ought to be really honoring. So he says, and he's going to caution us. I want y'all to know this. He says, rejoice in the Lord now. Why, the same thing to you, to me indeed, is not grievous. It's not a hard thing. But for you, it is safe. It's a safe place to be. So he says, as a safeguard, Paul reviewed the basics with these believers of the Bible. So he goes on to say, it is our safeguard. So when you read this as a safeguard, a safe place to be, and that's in Christ. For really, it's all about Christ. Safeguard both morally, theologically. When we read this as individually or public or whatever, there's an alert here that Paul wants to correct us. He says, need to make in our thoughts the attitude, and here's the action. So he says, beware of dogs. Beware of evil workers.
Yeah.
Who's that conning? And he's talking about people who work in other flesh. He said, now we worship God in the spirit. We rejoice not in Jesus Christ, but we rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no comedy in the flesh. Listen, brothers and sisters, we're talking to resurrected people. We're talking to people who have set their affection on things above and not on things on the earth. So that's who Paul's talking to. He's not talking to your everyday church person. He's talking to people who is not, they don't care anything about the flesh.
Mm-hmm. Come on now, say that.
They don't care anything about buildings. They don't care anything about what this going on, that's going on. Paul's, he ain't dealing with them people. They ain't who he's dealing with. Paul said, in flesh. And if any man thinketh that he have whatever he might trust in the flesh, the spirit. I think that's what he said. I had to go back and read that thing. But because a lot of times people want to trust in a system, going to church, this, that, and the third. Well, they don't put circumcision like they were doing then, because circumcision, circumcising the baby at 8 days for the stock of Israel, that's what they were supposed to do, and of the tribe of Benjamin, and a Hebrew of the Hebrews. Paul said, hey, in touching the law, hey, I was a Pharisee of Pharisees. But he realized that these people were all into the flesh when it came to God. And he said, don't do that. Stop being zealous. Stop being, you know, teachers of flesh stuff and get more into what Christ is teaching. Trust more in Christ. Like at that time, they were trusting in the circumcision. And just for a better way of saying this, like a religion, they trust that thing. That, hey, it's more important for the child to be circumcised than to be circumcised in the spirit. And that's not true. Well, today, to give a comparison, people think, well, going to a building, then they do really worshiping God in spirit and in truth.
And mercy.
Remember, God is a spirit.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to be worshiped in spirit and in truth. Joy. That's what he's saying. And then I like what Hebrews says, too. Over there in Hebrews 12, and we'll go there, Hebrews 12 and 1 and 2, and we may just come back here. But let me tell you what. Hebrews 12, 1 and 2 says this. It says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which do so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, whom for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God.
Hallelujah. Ooh, amen. So in the Message Bible, do you see what this means? All these pioneers who blazed the way, all these veterans cheering us on, it means we better get on with it. Strip down, start running, and never quit. No extra spiritual fat, no parasitic sins. Keep your eyes on Jesus, who both began and finished this race we're in. Study how he did it, because he never lost sight of where he was headed. That exhilarating finish in and with God. He could put up with anything along the way, cross, shame, whatever. And now he's there in the place of honor, right alongside God. Amen, amen.
See, Paul had come to a place that, hey, man, this race, this real race, you got to press toward that mark for the prize of the higher calling in Christ Jesus. That's where the higher calling at, brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
It's in Christ Jesus. He said, I've come not myself to have apprehended. I don't know it all, but this one thing I do, I forget those things which are behind and reach forth into those things which are before me, which is above where Christ sit. Remember, if you then be crucified with Christ, then you be risen with Christ. No crucified with Christ, no risen with Christ. So he says in Colossians 3 and 1, and really, brothers and sisters, you have to seek those things above and not those things beneath. That's if you be crucified. So maybe you haven't been crucified. Maybe that's something you need to go check and see. But I'm telling you, Colossians said, and you can read it for yourself, if you've been risen with Christ, then those things above. Set your affections on things above, not on the earth, not on the flesh. That's what he's trying to tell us. Stop looking at the flesh. Look at the spirit. And you got to press. You got to press toward that. It's a pressing way. So he says, therefore, let as many of us be perfect, be thus minded. And if anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, whereunto you have already attained, let us walk by the same rule, and let us mind the same thing.
Amen, amen.
When he tells us, brothers and sisters, to set our affections on things above, listen, that way you can start developing godly thinking. As long as you are on earth and you're thinking earthly or fleshly, you'll never understand this revelation. Because your mindset ain't there.
All right.
You're going to see it all through the flesh. You can't see it in the flesh anymore.
Amen.
You gotta let that stuff go. It's past. I think that stuff is past. When you became a new creature in Christ Jesus, all things are passed away. It's gone. Stop trying to hold on to the flesh. If you've been crucified, like you say you have now, and you be risen with Christ, and you believe that you're part of the resurrection, then seek those things above, where Christ is, and not the things beneath, or earthly things.
Amen.
Okay. I'm going to leave it right there. What say you, Pastor?
Amen. I like to read that out of the Message Bible. Colossians 3:1-2. So if you're serious about living this new resurrection life with Christ, act like it. Pursue the things over which Christ presides. Don't shuffle along, eyes to the ground, absorbed with the things right in front of you. Look up and be alert to what's going on around Christ. That's where the action is. See things from his perspective. Amen, amen. Praise God.
No reason in that third chapter of Philippians. I'm going to ask Pastor read that out of the Messenger Bible. Listen, brothers and sisters, the third chapter of Philippians, I don't know, maybe the 7th, 8th verse, and maybe read down to about the 13th verse. Maybe about from the 7th verse to the 13th verse, if you'd be so kind, Pastor, or the 14th verse, because that's part of what I was saying a moment ago. So read from about the 7th to the 14th verse at the Messenger Bible, if you will.
Okay. The very credentials these people are waving around as something special, I'm tearing up and throwing out with the trash, along with everything else I used to take credit for. And why? Because of Christ. Yes, all the things I once thought were so important are gone from my life. Compared to the high privilege of knowing Christ Jesus as my master, firsthand, everything I once thought I had going on for me is insignificant. Dog dung. I've dumped it all in the trash so that I could embrace Christ and be embraced by him. I didn't want some petty, inferior brand of righteousness that comes from keeping a list of rules when I could get the robust kind that comes from trusting Christ, God's righteousness. I gave up all that inferior stuff so I could know Christ personally, experience his resurrection power, be a partner in his suffering, and go all the way with him to death itself. If there was any way to get in on the resurrection from the dead, I wanted to do it. I'm not saying that I have all, I'm not saying that I have all this all together. And let me reread that. Praise God. I'm not saying that I have this all together, that I have it made, but I'm well on my way, reaching out for Christ, who has so wonderfully reached out for me. Friends, don't get me wrong. By no means do I count myself an expert in all of this, but I've got my eye on the goal, where God is beckoning us onward to Jesus. I'm often running, and I'm not
turning back. Amen. Amen.
Amen and amen. Listen, brothers and sisters, you got to continue to press your way, okay? Was that out of the Messenger Bible, Pastor, or out of
yes,
God's
Pastor.
Word?
That was out of the Message Bible, but I can read it.
And you stopped at what verse?
I stopped at verse 14.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, you want me to read it?
Read 14 from the Messenger Bible.
14 said, by no means do I count myself an expert in all this, but I got my eye on the goal where God is beckoning us onward to Jesus. I'm off and running, and I'm not turning back. Amen.
And that's Philippians 3.
Mm-hmm, 14.
Okay, let me see. 14 says in this Messenger Bible, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Man, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if you read like that. Let me make sure I'm in the right book here.
To start up a little further in this one.
Oh, you know what? You know what? I apologize. That was the, I don't know how I ended with the International Version. But
all
that
right.
Was the International Version. But
that's all right.
but I wanted you all to hear what I read. It said, I mean, I thought this was awesome, man. Matter of fact,
mm-hmm.
I may read that whole thing at the International Version now.
Okay.
He says, whatever I, and this is Paul talking here, he says, but whatever were gained to me, I now consider a loss for the sake of Christ. See, all that flesh stuff don't mean anything.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
He said,
say that.
What is more, I consider anything a loss because of the surpassing worth knowing Christ Jesus,
mm-hmm.
my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them garbage.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Garbage. That I may gain Christ. Where the in the King James Version it says dung. Talking about
yes,
dung is what come out of your bottom. I always tell people doo doo. He called it doo doo. That's what dung is. The International Version calls it garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Because, see, the world got their own righteousness. He said, I don't want that. I gave it all up so I could have faith in Christ and in his righteousness, which really come from God.
Yes.
Haven't already obtained all of this stuff? But, see, once you start dying daily, you start living daily with the Christ. Until you develop that way of thinking, you're going to constantly, believe me, you're going to constantly, until you start developing, you're going to constantly be thinking earthly, worldly. So that's why he says to us, brothers, I think that's so awesome. He says to us, don't be thinking of this fleshy stuff, man. I like to say, get your mind out the gutter.
All right.
When you're thinking earthly, you got a gutter mentality when you're thinking earthly.
Mm-hmm.
How can you say that, Pastor? because my citizenship is in heaven. I'm thinking of my country. You thinking of your country. You know, I've talked to foreigners. They're always reminded of their country. Even though they're in America, they're reminded of their country.
Have mercy.
They think about food they ate over there. They think about, because that's where they're from. So when you from a place, and if I could just take my time and say this, if you're really from a place, that means a lot to you. That's how you see things.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. Amen.
People I know, foreigners, they'll never forget where they came from. We are citizens. We're just here. We're pilgrims. You read the book of Hebrews. We're pilgrims.
Yeah.
And we act like pilgrims. We ain't trying to settle here. Let me tell you what. If you're a pilgrim, you ain't trying to buy no house in Ohio.
All right.
Just like to rent this place for a time. Can you give us a little long lease on it? But we don't want to own it, because we got the place somewhere else we live in.
Amen, amen.
Yeah. People come out, oh, buying a home. Oh, that's good, brothers and sisters. There's certain things come with it. But let me tell you what, the greatest thing you could ever do is understand what God's word is saying. When he tells you to beware of dogs, he ain't talking about no puppies out there. He ain't talking about that German Shepherd. He ain't talking about that Rottweiler. He ain't talking about them dogs. He's talking about men.
Yeah.
People who want to preach about circumcision, people that want to preach about denomination, people want to preach about their church and they build. He said, beware of these folks, man. Stop putting confidence in them. He said, I don't put no confidence in their principle, in their flesh. He said, I don't put no confidence in that.
All right.
But I thank you, Pastor. Anyone, let me open this up. Anyone like to have any comment? I'm going to open up the whole studio. Anyone like to have any comment? Anyone? Any scripture?
Awesome. Well, before we close out, I just want to read it also from God's word. I mean, it can't get no plainer than these different translations we're sharing today. But from God's word, it said, Philippians 3:7-14, these things have I once considered valuable. I now consider worthless.
I'm sorry, Pastor. You at Philippians what now?
3:7-14. From God's word.
Okay,
it said, these things, you're welcome. These things that I once considered valuable, I now consider worthless for Christ. It's far more than that. I considered everything else worthless because I'm much better off knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. It's because of him that I think of everything as worthless. I threw it all away in order to gain Christ and to have a relationship with him. This means that I didn't receive God's approval by obeying his laws. The opposite is true. I have God's approval through faith in Christ. This is the approval that comes from God and is based on faith. That knows Christ. Let me read that again. I have God's approval through faith in Christ. This is the approval that comes from God and is based on faith that knows Christ. Faith knows the power
that his coming back to life gives and what it means to share his suffering. In this way, I'm becoming like him in his death with the confidence that I'll come back to life from the dead. It's not that I've already reached the goal or have already completed the course, but I run to win that which Jesus Christ has already won for me.
Yes.
Brothers,
yes.
And consider myself a winner yet. That is what I do. I don't look back. I lengthen my stride and I run straight toward the goal. I'm probably not pronouncing that right, Pastor, but you bear with me. I run straight toward the goal to win the prize that God's heavenly call offers in Christ Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. So I like that testimony. We should have that testimony as well, just like Paul, where he realized all the credentials he had didn't amount to nothing. He counted worthless. He said his dog done. So he threw it, he got rid of that. So he can press toward that mark of the high calling of God.
Yeah, everything fleshly. Listen, brothers and sisters, if you remember when we start out talking about this, we start out talking about our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what we start talking about. So I just want you all to see why he had said all of that.
Yeah.
He don't consider no flesh. Listen, brothers and sisters, we got to get our mindset on things above and not on things on the earth. But that's the mark that we got to pray for. And that mark is in Christ Jesus. Paul could have been a big-time bishop in the Catholic faith or in Judaism. There's a lot of things. He could have been the Pharisees of Pharisees. He could have put the long robe. He could have did all of that. Because when you speak religiously, that's what he's talking about. He said, man, I'm on all that stuff. He counted it all as dumb. Garbage. Bunch of garbage. Why did he do that? So he could know Christ personally and experience his resurrection power.
Hallelujah.
That's what we're talking about. Experiencing a resurrection power. If you then be risen with Christ, see, that's resurrection. If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things above. See, you don't care about the earthly stuff. And you don't care what they say about earthly stuff.
Amen.
You want to be in that power. You want to be in that resurrection power. Or you want to live that. Paul said, that's what I want to do. That's what I want to be part of. He said, so you know what? That's what I'm doing.
Amen, amen. Those things above.
And he's seated at the right-hand side. Anyone else? Hallelujah. Because we could stay on this room right here all day, all night. And then but me up in here. And then but me. Got to get you a slice.
Yes, amen.